Begins like this. Listen, we have to, the first thing we have to understand, and we talk about Hashem, is to understand that we can't really understand Hashem. We only try in human terms. Chazal described him in human terms because that's the only way we can even relate to the concept. Okay, so in human terms, we know Hashem is Toiv. He's good. But a Toiv has to be Meitiv. To bring it from Akoyach El Apoel, to actualize the Toiv. That's the way it is. We understand that. If you see a person who's such a good natured, such good, he's so good, he never did a good thing in his life, it's not the same good. It's just not the same thing. Fine. So to do that, he created a world. But not just created a world. He created a world, created Odom, because that's the ultimate capability of to be makir the Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's why the Kshomim, that's why the Tachi Oretz, it didn't come out before, because we know him to be makir the Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he created Chesroinus, so he should be able to be mamal in them, to be mative. Now, that's it. The ultimate Hatovo, what's the ultimate Hatovo? So first of all, he created a human being with a body and a soul. Because if the human being didn't have a body, then the soul, of course, is the soul is a chelik el kamimal. So the soul wants to connect with Hashem. The soul, there's no nesoyin to connect with Hashem. So the soul can't really deserve the connection with Hashem. And if you don't earn something, don't appreciate it. You're embarrassed. It's not madiki sufo. It's not yours. You don't have ownership on it. So you have to create a body, okay? The body fights in the opposite direction. Right? The body fights in the opposite direction. The body has a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. That means a person now has Bechira. That means a person now has the ability to earn the Hatova which Hashem wants to give him, which is the ultimate Hatova. That's why Bereishis Bara Elikim with the Midas Hadin is really the greatest chesed. Because the greatest chesed is to earn what you deserve, to get what you deserve. That's the great. And then you feel ownership, you don't feel embarrassed, you don't feel, it's not coming to me, you don't feel inadequate. This is Kumpmir. It's coming to me. This is mine. The only thing is that creates a problem because there's a Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah sometimes pulls in the other direction. But that's the human experience. Hashem wants us to use all of our koiches, body and soul, to reach Dveikus Hashem. Because ultimately, the ultimate Dovra Melech said, Hani Kirbas Elikim Litoiv. Closeness to Hashem is the ultimate good. It's the greatest tainug, it's the greatest pleasure, Dveikus Hashem. Now, Dveikus Hashem means by definition, since we have a soul and we have a body, and the body is a major player in our existence. In fact, we even need the bodily desires in order to achieve the ultimate, because we need the distraction in order to overcome it and to earn that which we want. So if that's the case, so the body, it has to be part of it. The body is a major player. Now, bitochon is a tremendous opportunity to have ultimate vegas b'Hashem, because the bitochon is often, very often, in the bodily needs, in the material needs. Habitochem Hashem for a refuah, Habitochem Hashem in a milchoma, Habitochem Hashem in parnosa, Habitochem Hashem in a shidduch, Habitochem Hashem in all kinds of hatzloch and everything that I need, the bodily needs, the material needs, the physical needs. So the bitochen unites the spiritual and the physical and connects us totally to Hashem. Because if I have to trust Hashem for parnosa, my body needs parnosa, I need food. I need pleasure, I need this, I need that, I have to pay my mortgage, I have to pay my rent, there's many material things. So now I'm turning to Hashem with the totality of my being. So that is the ultimate pleasure. If you pleasureize half of your body, then it's a miserable experience. The body's going to die. If you pleasureize the soul, but not the body, then the body is going to detract from it and the body is going to undermine it and just depress it and frustrate it. Who knows? And if you pleasureize the body, then the soul will be frustrated. The soul will be left with nothing. So it's both. Both together is... I connect... I connect with every fiber of my being to Hashem because all of my bodily needs, everything. That's my walking. That's the shoes. And weiter. So constantly, the total experience of connecting to Hashem. That's the bitochen experience. By the way, that's tefillah too, because tefillah we're mispalel for our physical needs, and in that we're totally connecting to Hashem. I'm not just looking at Hashem as my spiritual part. My soul connects with Hashem. My body connects with taiva. That's schizophrenia. You're not a whole person. The whole person is everything about Hashem. So that's really. And so therefore, Bitochen has that koyach. Bitochen unites the totality of the human being in a connection to Hashem. Okay, so now the question was asked. It says, the Goyin writes in Mishlei, very clear, the words are very clear, Iker nesinas ha-Torah l'Yisrael hu, kedei she'asimu b'tcheinu b'Hashem. The Iker of the giving of the Torah was that they should have Bitochen Hashem. Well, that fits with the Mesilas Yesharim, because Odom le-Nivra l'Sanagel Hashem. And Bitochen is the ultimate l'Sanagel Hashem of this world, because it takes the totality of the human being, the body and the neshoma, and unites them together to connect to Hashem, because I want Parnosa, I want a Shidduch, I want Refuah, I want Yeshua, and my neshoma and my guf, they're connecting together in that Dveikus Hashem. Now, Agav, there's nothing as graphically describing this as in Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim, the Psukim in Shir HaShirim describe the total physical and spiritual relationship between a husband and wife and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Twice the Pasuk says, Smoyle tachas reishi v'mino techapkeini, with one shina, one says, Shmuel tachas liroishi, and one says Shmuel tachas roishi, but it's twice the same posuk. His left hand is under my head, and he's mechapkeini. He's hugging me. He's caressing me with the right hand. That's extremely physical, if you ask me, and that's a moshul to our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Shir HaShirim describes the chelas avoni and the physical and the emotional and the spiritual, all in one, and that's why it's Kodesh Kodoshim and it's Lohoyo Oilam Kedai Kiyom Shenitin Bashir Hashirim, because this is the epitome of the connection of our Kodesh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. To just add to that, a nice little thought that my son added, that he said, the Zohar says that this, of course, the day when Shir HaShirim was inspired and Shlomo HaMelech sang it, and the Malochim sang it together with him, the Zohar says, was the day of the dedication of the Bayis Rishon, Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash. So, Shaila is it, and because that, the Zohar explains, is the epitome of creation. Hashem created the world to do chesed. But of course, then there was Yerida. Then Avraham Avinu, the Noach came and elevated the level, Vaita Yerida. Avraham Avinu came and he attempted to elevate the world, and he did to a certain extent, and then Klal Yisrael came, and now we have Matan Torah, and again, the potential for elevation for the whole world, for Or LaGoyim v'chule. But it was a problem. It wasn't culminated until the Mishkan. For also the Mikdosh v'shochanti b'soichom. If the Shechina is not b'soichenu, it's very hard to have Dveikus, because the closer we can be Margish, of course Hashem is all over, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is really everywhere. But for us to be Margish, there's a place of Mokam Hashoros Hashchina, so that's where we can more be Margish. The base, of course, the Mishkan. The Mishkan was not the ultimate, because the Mishkan was temporary. But they came to the Beis HaMikdash, that was supposed to be permanent, supposed to be, but Nebuch, you know, we messed up again. But wait a second. So that was the day that was the ultimate. And so he said, he asked a good, after all that background, so he asked a good kasha. He says, if you're describing the ultimate connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, then why do you describe it in Shir HaShirim, which refers to the Alma Neschayus, to the alienation of the relationship that Klal Yisrael is alienated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says that they're distanced, that they're you know, estranged. So like from strange. So he says very beautifully, he says, the ultimate test of a relationship is its resilience, its ability to reconnect after it's been ruptured. When the relationship has been so devastated, so damaged, and then they crave to come back, that's the ultimate. So that's what it's all about. Now, so that's why the whole Torah is this. Now the Shaila is like this. So the question is that we find a few things. We find that Chazal say the mitzvahs were given letzarif esabriyos. So letzarif esabriyos is refining character. So it's not about bitochon. It's about refining character. The answer is that unless we refine our character and identify ourselves as more godly, because now I am enlightening myself to him. Once it's v'holachta b'drochob, now there can be v'dovakto boy. Now I can have dveikus b'Hashem because I'm going b'drochob. I'm like him, so I can, again, the ultimate is the dveikus b'Hashem, and the ultimate dveikus in this world is the bitochon. The ultimate dveikus is the dveikus that's in the next world. That's what the Shulchan says. Omokom ho'idin azehu be'emes o'ilam habo. Because olam habo doesn't have the distractions of this, the bodily, the material, distractions. But ultimately, it's that. But in this world, a person can have also a great measure.
I thought we liked that part.
What?
I thought we liked that part.
What part?
Why is it getting in the way? Maybe that should also be part of it.
What?
I'd be saying in the next world that the physical won't be in the way, but yeah. I thought we were saying
no,
that
compliment. This world, Hayoim la'asoysom, u'mocha l'kabel schorom. Today we earn it. Now it's not nama de kisufa. And then we get the ultimate over there. Anyway, so that's, now, Talmud Torah keneged kulam is also, because Talmud Torah is that which is going to bring us to this ultimate shleimus. So the mitzvahs are going to refine our character, makes it possible to be dovek b'Hashem. Talmud Torah is also making it possible to be dovek b'Hashem. Why? Because what we learn almanas lasos. That's the famous Yerushalmi that I quote all the time for Reb Yankov Yaffin, that he said, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who was Teros of Nosso, didn't he sit? He says Sukkah and Lulav, didn't he take? He says both. I always forget which one. He says, didn't he hold Ashlem Elom Naslasos Nochlo Shalom Nifro? So he points out, Rabbi Yaffin, Shimon Bar Yochai was mafsik from his learning because his Torah has to be almanas lasos. Why wasn't he mafsik from the learning? Because he mechuyev to do the mitzvahs. Teros of Nosso mechuyev in all mitzvahs, except tefillah is a special tour. But other than that, he's mechuyev in mitzvahs. The Torah says ultimately the Torah is the greatest shibut to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And shibut to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll go back to that in a moment, makes a person crave to be like Hashem. And Talmud Torah does that when it's almanas lasos. But if you didn't stop to do the mitzvah, then it wouldn't really be an almanas lasos, and it wouldn't create the shibut. Ayena shibut. Look, imagine the shibut I have. I'm learning almanas lasos, but when it comes to do the mitzvah, I don't do it. I'm doing almanas lasos for the purpose of doing it. I don't do. You know something? You're a hypocrite. If you're doing for the purpose of doing and you don't do, then you're not doing it for the purpose of doing. If you don't do it for the purpose of doing, you're not meshabed yourself. And if you're not meshabed yourself, you've missed the opportunity to crave connection to Hashem. And I'll explain that in a moment, cravings are critical. We are what we crave. We become what we crave. You know, if you crave food too much, you become a shtik, grober shtik, bosser. If you crave ruchnius, then you gain more ruchnius. Yeah. So I say like this, and then I bring the raya all the time from the Sifri at the end of Parshas Bahar. The Sifri says the posuk says there a special posuk that a person, a Jew that sold as an eved. So the Torah says, you're still avoda, you're still mine. Don't think just because you're goy, your soul is a goy, to a goy. So you think the goy, oh, my goy is my master. No, avodahim. So he says, shaloi teimar. Sifri says, Rashi brings it in Parshas Bahar at the end. Ma rabbi mevin avid ezor afnei kumom. Rabbi mechal shabbos afnei kumom. Rabbi shevet chdom afnei kumom. Talmud lomar avodahim. A Jew that sold as an eved to a goy is going to want to emulate his master? Ma rabbi mechal shabbos afnei kumom. What does he treat you so well? He respects you so much. He's like an Eved Ivri. If he has only one pillow, he gives it to you. Say, he treats you like an Eved. The Torah says when someone's meshabed someone, there's a craving to emulate him. There's a craving to desire. So the Torah creates the ultimate shibud. And the ultimate shibud creates the ultimate desire to be like Hashem. And then we have a craving to be like Hashem. So we take the mitzvahs HaTorah, we take the mitzvahs and we refine our character, and we can therefore act out and actualize our craving to be emulate Hashem, to be Domel Hashem, which is the ultimate tachlis. And if you want to take it one step further, when you learn Almanas Lasos, it's mamish, it creates such a craving because Hashem is helping me. Hashem yitin chochmo, bipiv dasu svuno, yogatav lo imotsosav, it's the agiyah and a metziah. You don't create it through the agiyah, you are zeichet to it. So when I'm learning, Hashem is granting me. So I'm dovuk b'Hashem in the fact that He's granting me the wisdom. And through the wisdom, I'm learning, I'm an asas, being masik shmeis, libet the hilchasa, and I'm meshabed myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So He is helping me in the process. He gave me a Torah which gives me the mitzvahs, which allows me to refine my character. He says to study the Torah, which is the greatest mitzvah of all Talmud Torah Kenet Gulam, because you meshabed yourself to Hashem, and that craves the desire to be like Him. And not only do you develop the craving because you meshubet to Hashem, but you also feel His love. Yishokeinu shikoy spiu. He's showering me with the wisdom every day, every question I ask, every answer I answer, everything I understand, every insight. So that's again, I'm connecting to Hashem. So all of this together spells the ultimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And the effort that we put in to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that zchus, we're zoiche to be able to be nenu meziv hashchina, shezeh hatayinu ko amiti vohayidun hagodol mikol uidunim. That's Adkan.
Rabbi,
I just want to add just one nekuda. In terms of the bitochen itself, the bitochen is the ultimate expression of this connection. However, the bitochen needs the fact that I became godly, that I molded my midas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That needs the mitzvahs to be mitzaref and sarvios. That needs the cheshek to emulate Hashem, which comes from the shibud. All of these factors help me to have bitochen. If I'm not like Hashem, I can't. If I'm not a Baal Chesed, I can't believe that Hashem could do such chesed. If I'm not a person of emes, I can't believe that such emes. If I don't have rachamim, I can't believe that He can have such rachamim. If I'm not trustworthy, I can't believe He's trustworthy. So all of these things add together to make the person capable of bitochen. That's the ikin asinus haterul Yisrael who kadesh yasim with chonu b'Hashem, and then the bitochen can happen. And in the state of bitochen b'Hashem, that's the ultimate vekus in this world. And through that, I'm zeiche, and I'm also, I say two things. I become worthy, and I become capable of that tainuku amiti b'olam habo. Did that answer?